All right, we are back. Woo! Yo, shout out to John Marshall High School, man. We're gonna have more of them later. We gotta keep moving. Before we kick this wheelhouse roulette going off, man. Yo, Kevin.
Hey, man.
You said you got a lot on your plate, man. What you wanna start off with?
Okay. I'm sure everybody's known about this by now. The whole situation with Alabama.
Oh, yes, 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 okay. Yes, yes.
Okay. So, apparently, you have somebody who's involved in what turns out to be a murder. You know, you bring a gun to one of your friends, which was used in the shooting, but yet the people, like the higher ups, they decide that they play him. And not only that, you know, he's a star, he's in a star lineup. Then he drops 41, including the game winner on Wednesday, against South Carolina. Now, my main thing is, you know, the coaches basically was downplaying the whole situation, talking about he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Meanwhile, you know, you got to think about the victim's family. You know, what's going on behind that? You know what I'm saying? It's not enough attention being brought to, you know, the whole situation. And it's like, if it happened to any other player, they would have been like, you know, cut from the team like the next day. But yet they got this guy, he plays within the same game the next day. But at the same time, you involved with the crime. So I'm kind of baffled as to how this all played out, you know.
Okay, this is what I know about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's my guy's name? It's slipping my mind right now. Miller.
Yes.
He's the one to drop 41. You know, he looks like he might be NBA ready next year. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with this situation. Play on the Alabama squad, receives a text from Darius Miles telling him to bring his gun or bring the cop, come by, whatever. Now, Miller never touched the gun. The gun was in the back seat of the car that Miller was driving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Miller knows nothing about this situation. He's just bringing the gun. So he drives to the location. The friend, Michael Davis, gets the gun out of Miller's car.
Mm-hmm.
Reaches in the backseat, gets out the gun. Again, Miller never touched the gun. Didn't know what the situation was what was going on or nothing. He was just told, bring the gun. Davis gets the gun and it results in the death of Miss Jamia Harris, a 23-year-old mother. And now there's Miles faces capital murder. My thoughts and prayers go out to the family of this young mother. Because whatever went on, that result, they got to the point of this woman losing her life. Is indefensible. Let's get that out the way. This should never happen. Now, the AD, he has botched this whole situation from the beginning. he messed this all up. I can't recite it word for word because first, he came off as tone deaf. Then he tried to own up to it. Then he tried to say try to reiterate how seriously they was taking this situation, even though that it just didn't seem like it was the case. And it just seems like he was just going around in circles for two or three press conferences. So it just got ridiculous. Number one, this is where Alabama messed up. They should have held him out anyway.
Exactly.
They should have held him out to all this blow. His name is mentioned in a murder investigation. That is enough to keep him out. I get it. Y'all number one. Y'all was number one, number two in the country. This ain't got nothing to do with that. You know, and you Alabama, the athletic director for Alabama, whose football team has been the best in the country for the past decade or so, should know what type of publicity this is going to bring to you. You should know that to begin with. So when you got an athlete in a murder name that's mentioned in a murder investigation, which you knew about it, you can miss me with all that. You knew his name was mentioned in it. You keep him out the game. Now this young man. Yes, I get it. I do kind of agree with him. I can't agree with him. Wrong place, wrong time. He actually drove to the place.
Right.
He's an accessory.
Yes, exactly.
So, right now, they can't charge him with a crime. So, he is eligible to play. But if his name is mentioned in a murder investigation, you should just keep him out regardless, because you don't know what's about to happen next. And what could happen next is the juice is just not worth the squeeze. So, I say Alabama messed this all up. And if the words that happen, this might be a fireable offense. Cause how insensitive you came off of this, you know, but that's up to the NCAA. Y'all already know how I feel about the NCAA. What'd you say about it, Dad?
Man, oh man, oh man. Tragic situation, and I have to agree with you. Miller never should have stepped on that court. Dropping 4-1, yeah, okay. Man, that tells you, man, that they value money over life each and every day.
He's a product.
But see, this is the deal. That's what the world is going to. Insensitivity, you know, yeah, we send prayers out to the family, man, forget that. Now, Miller, if you remember, Miles called him, hey man, bring me my joint. Okay? So, Miller never touched a gun. They say he never tested, but he knew what he was doing.
He bought
that gun to the scene. Okay? Now.
And probably waited for him.
Now, the thing about it is, now you said there was a third guy that came, went to the car to get the gun?
Yes.
See?
He was the one that pulled the trigger.
Darius Miles.
No, the friend.
Well, what is it?
The friend's name was Mike Davis.
Okay, so how if Davis pulled the trigger, why is Miles being charged? Because it was his gun?
No, yeah. I thought Miles was the one that pulled it.
Davis pulled the trigger. Miles got called Calvin Murray because they was like, you pulling out a hit.
Wow. Mm. He never should have played. You're exactly right. Now, this is the weird thing about it. Miller, to me, is not completely off the hook because all he had to do is, hey man, what the hell's going on there? What do you need your gun for? What is he doing with a gun in the back seat of Miller's car in the first place? Did Miller drop him off? Did Miller drop him off initially before all of this ever went down? Okay.
I would assume that because if that was the case, then Miller's fingerprints would be on the gun also. Right. Which it wasn't.
Miller's fingerprints weren't on the gun. But he knew what he was bringing to that scene. Yeah. Well, he had to know that.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, the university, like you said, Ro, he's a product.
But
so,
you got to think about it. Why they going to let him play? Because 9 times out of 10, they probably already know he won and done. He won the top 5 freshmen in the country.
It doesn't matter. He still shouldn't play.
But that's the NCAA for you.
Yeah.
This is a doggone shame.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
He's just a product for them, man, especially because, you know, they going back to the rule in the NBA where you can be one and done.
Yeah, well, one and done. None of that really matters to me.
But think about it. He'll be in the NBA regardless if he's charging that. How long is it going to take for that case to get tried? He's going to already be in the league.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. What team is going to take him?
Somebody going to take him because at the end of the day, the team They take him. Nine times on the table. Yeah,
he's not going to.
This is stupid. This is stupid all the way around, man. They knew what they were doing. Because now, like I said, you can't let Miller completely off the hook because he brought the gun to the crime scene.
WB.
Yeah.
That's an accessory to that murder.
He's an accessory to
this. They had Ben Roethlisberger dead and rights on rape charges, but what happened?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we know the pros, I thought it was exactly. They're a little more harsher than the NCAA, or maybe not. I'm not sure exactly.
Hold on.
But let's go back. You going all the way back to Roethlisberger.
But it's just the same thing.
It ain't the same thing.
If he in the NBA.
Rape is horrible and murder is even worse.
I give you a better example. Ray Lewis.
Yeah. But
Ray Lewis is a better example because was a murder investigation that he was involved in.
Wait, we're still talking about college versus the NBA. What are
you? Yeah, but Ray Lewis just got in the league then.
Yeah, but still, what are you teaching your students? Okay.
You think they teach you? You think they teach them?
My bad.
Oh, come on now.
No, but the whole series, the situation, this thing stings to high heaven. And then the athletic department, they're going to let the man play anyway. That makes no sense. I don't care if he's done or not. It makes no sense.
But then that comes down
comes
down to the district attorney making a decision on they want to charge him with something.
Well, no, the athletic department got to have common sense, which they don't have. Let's say they should have some common sense.
Hold on one second. If the DA would have charged.
Okay, let's forget about that. Let's say the four of us, we're at a party, whatever it is, and Mill say, hey, Dad, bring me my piece, whatever it is, right? And I bring it, all right?
Well,
then you go in the back of the car, and you pull it out. Now, you got the guy who pulled the trigger. You got Mill who pulled the trigger, all right? And then you have two that's accessories to a crime.
Yeah, well, we live in a Commonwealth state. They go for our lives.
Yep.
Oh, forget all of that. That makes no sense to me.
So are you saying it depends on the state that you're in?
Yeah, see, that makes no sense.
Yeah, because everybody's laws are different.
Really?
Yeah, everybody's laws are different.
Murder is...
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you what happened. All right, we gave you what the report was. This is what behind the scenes what happened. See, the athletic director and the district attorney, you don't think they know each other?
Of course they do.
So you don't think the district attorney will tell the athletic director, look, I already got what I need from these two. I'm not going to charge Miller with anything. Okay, Miller can play.
Oh, really? But then the athletic director should make a better decision than that because, look here.
If the district attorney didn't tell the athletic director he was not going to charge Miller, he wouldn't have played him.
But then you still have to have some common sense. The athletic director said, wait a minute, hold it. Okay. Even though he's not charged, there's still an ongoing investigation here.
But you shouldn't be playing until the whole thing is cleared up. At least hold him out.
And that's exactly
right.
Later on, if the DA wants to clear him, that's a whole different deal. But for that one game right after, you don't play that man. You don't play him.
And that's my biggest sticking point is playing somebody thinking like, okay, they swept this under the rug.
Kevin. They left the crumbs on the road.
I got one word that y'all seem to forget.
What's that? You talking money?
Alumni.
I don't care, alumni.
It shouldn't make any difference.
Make any doggone difference at all. Let me tell you something. Some of the dumbest people in the world are the ones that's leading our children. They're the dumbest folks in the world. And we can come all the way down from politics all the way to the doggone pulpit, to the White House, all over the place. We have the stupidest people. Society has been dumbed down over the last several years to the point. Now, they want to take books out of school. I know it's a whole different story. They want to ban this. They want to ban that. But yep, you got somebody who's involved into a capital murder. Now, remember, didn't three people die? Is that the case?
No, just one.
There's only one.
Okay. Well, there must be another situation where the guy came back to...
lived in Baltimore because
the Baltimore... Is that Baltimore?
Somebody came from Baltimore.
Okay.
Darius Miles. He went, I think...
Who did? Okay, this is not the same case where somebody shot somebody and then came back to the scene and then shot two more people. Oh, no. That's a whole different deal.
No.
Oh, see, there's too many guns here in this country in the doggone... Anyway. But let's get back to the situation, man. Sue got somebody that's dead. You got three guys that's involved. Okay. Yes. You set those three down and aside. Well, you already got the murderer, so that's no problem. But there is a accessory to a murder is a crime. And Miller was involved. The other and Darius Miles was involved. There was Darius Miles' piece. He told Miller, hold on. He told Miller to bring. He said, "Man, bring me my joint." Okay. Miller drove there, so Miller had to know what. Or then he, if he didn't know it was there, he said, "What joint are you talking about?" Well, the one that's in your back seat. Then he had to know. He had to know. That makes no doggone sense at all.
You can't say that he knew.
He had to know.
Wait,
let me ask you a question. How he gonna bring it if he didn't know?
That.
How is he gonna bring it if he didn't know that it was there? Let me ask you a question. All right, give you the benefit of the doubt. Miller didn't know the gun was in the back seat of this car, right? Okay. Miles said, "Bring me my joint." Then Miller said, "Woman, hold it. What are you talking about? What are you going to bring if you don't know what you're bringing? How you going to know to bring it if you didn't know that it's in your car? See, I don't care what he tested or not. He transported it.
Yeah, it was Miles's gun, and all Miller can say is, he just said, bring me my gun. So he knew he was bringing a gun.
He knew he was bringing it to a crime. He knew he was going to bring
it.
He didn't have to know that he was going to kill Mitt. Women, hold it. Yes. The four of us. Mm-hmm. All right. Kevin, you say, hey, WB, bring me my joint.
Right.
Okay. What are you talking about? My piece, man. Well, where is it? I'm going to have to know where it is in order for me to bring it to you. It ain't in my pocket.
It's in the back seat.
He knew it before or he knew it after. Mm-hmm. He knew it one way or another. He knew that he was bringing a gun.
I got one for you. Okay, say he did know.
And?
But does it mean that he knew what he was going to do with the gun once he got
it? Well, he knew he was going to do something. But man, you don't say bring a gun unless something's getting to top off.
Dad. You know, it's two words.
Yeah, you damn shame.
Two
words.
Nah. See, ever since my father moved back from California to Virginia, uh-oh, and we talk about, you know, certain situations, uh-huh, you know what you only know what you need to know. I keep trying to teach my dad two words called plausible deniability.
You ain't denying nothing around here when you
if he does not know the intentions of bringing afterwards, they're not going to charge. There's nothing he can do.
Let me ask you a question.
Nothing they can do to him.
Okay. Right? You asked me to bring me my gun. Okay.
That's all I need to know.
No.
I don't want to know anything else afterwards. I don't want to know what you're going to do with it. It is your property. I'm delivering your property. That is it.
No, I don't believe that. Because you're my son, you're going to say, "Hey, Dad, what's going on?" Because you're not going to let anything happen to me, all right? So if I'm asking you for a gun, that means something's getting ready to jump off.
More times than not, you're
going to know something's going to jump off if I say, "Bring it to me," okay? And so, "Hey, Dad, what's going on?" "Hey, man, just bring me my piece," okay? No, something's going to happen. I'm going to, vice versa. You tell me, "Hey, Dad, bring my piece." "Hey, women, hold, Scott, what's going on?" Because, see, at that point, somebody got to have a sound mind says, "Wait a minute, hold it.
What's going on?"
If I bring it, what are your intentions? Because there could be some dire consequences like it is right now.
But hold on. Could be asking you to bring me my peace.
For what?
So I can feel comfortable in my surroundings at that time.
Well, you get the hell out of there.
But it don't mean I'm asking you to bring me my gun so I can do something with it.
Huh? Well, then, women, hold. Let me ask you a question.
I want my gun on me so I can feel comfortable if something does happen and I can protect myself.
Well, why don't you take it with you in the first place? You know where you were going.
I left it there accidentally.
Oh dear! Well, guess what?
I accidentally left my gun in your back seat.
Okay.
Can you please bring me my gun?
Before this even happened, you already knew I had a gun. This ain't the first time that you done probably seen me with this gun.
And that's so okay. You know that. You making my case. You making my case.
No, but that don't mean I know what you do with your gun every time I done seen you with your gun.
Uh huh. Wait a minute, hold it. See, before yeah. Women, let's back up one second. The three of us get in the car. Or the four of us get in the car. Okay. And you got a gun. Why would you leave it in my car? Okay, you may have forgotten it. You may have forgotten it. All right.
But then you tell me, you remember that but I left it in your car, but you called me and asked me to bring it to you.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're not going to ask me.
But then now if you tell me that I'm bringing you the gun so you can take care of something, then that goes from, that's capital murder and premeditated because I know it's predetermined.
You know what? I got one better for you. We pull up in front of the bank.
Oh God.
Pull up in front of the bank and you say, hey, WB, I need to go by the bank and wait for me. You go in and rob the place.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm going to
but
do.
But guess what? I'm going to jail. I brought you to the bank.
You might don't.
It's an accessory.
That's exactly right.
You're an accessory.
No. You tell me.
I can't say you ask what.
Right? You can't
be an accessory.
Let me ask you. No, seriously.
You're my friend. So if you ask for a ride to the bank, I don't know that you're going.
But if you go in there, but if I go in there and rob it, guess what? Both of us going to jail if we get caught.
No, because see, you ask for a ride to the bank. You didn't tell me to wait.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't mean I gotta wait. I gave you. You can look it up.
I've seen case after case after case where somebody have dropped somebody off at the bank. The guy went in and robbed the bank, and both of them went in, whether he knew it or not. Whether he knew it or not, there's pieces of people in jail right now. They have taken people to because it's the getaway car.
Exactly, that was my next. It's the getaway car.
They should have had better lawyers.
It's sad, but true.
Well, that is the truth.
Now, I know.
If I just dropped you off and I'm going to work, and I
well, guess what? It's your bad luck.
So you robbed the bank and I'm at work.
Yeah,
you have your getaway driver.
Well, yeah. Well, guess what? The law has a blanket over that. And guess what? Both of y'all going to jail. Both of us are going to jail.
No, we're not, because my lawyer better than this.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
I told you. Plausible.
Plausible
deniability.
But yeah. Okay.
You got to learn how to use these words. So all those people that you talk about us in jail, they ain't know about plausible deniability.
Well, maybe they did. It doesn't matter. But if that prosecutor says, look, wait a minute, hold it.
You have to prove that I know that you're going to do what you're going to
do. Not necessarily. Like I said, people have gone to jail and spent years in prison because somebody that they were with did something stupid. And you know what? Guess what? The problem is you should have picked better friends. All right? I'm telling you.
Better lawyers.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe not. Now, that lawyer better be better than the prosecutor. Okay? He better be better than that prosecutor. Now, we've seen people who've committed murders, or we suspected them to commit murders, like O.J. He got off, right? Well, Johnny Cochran's a hell of a lawyer.
But like I said.
Okay. But how rare is
the
that?
The glove don't fit. You must acquit.
Okay. Well, the glove fit this time, because Miller had no business bringing that gun to that scene. He had no business bringing it. Okay. Because, neither one of us would sit up there and you say, hey, WB, the three of us, WB, bring me my joint. Bring me my joint. Now, also, you have to tell by the way somebody is talking to you. Hey man, just bring me my piece. I feel more comfortable. Man, bring me my joint. Women, hold it. See, it heightens the situation. So it's going to heighten my curiosity. And my curiosity says, hey, what's going on down there, man?
Now, see, the conversation is done all via text.
It doesn't matter.
But see,
yeah, did he text in large caps?
we
don't know.
But see, we'll never really know what really went down behind the scenes. We can only speculate.
This thing just stinks all the way around.
Yeah, either way,
all the evidence is via text.
You got all these young cats right now that they got, even if the other two don't go to prison, okay, that Miles, I thought he was charged. He wasn't charged. Miles was not charged. Or was he?
Miles was charged.
Yeah, but Miles didn't pull the trigger.
Right.
Okay. Ah. Why? Because that's Miles' gun, right?
Yes. That's right.
And he told Miller to bring it. So Miles was charged. the guy who killed him, killed the girl.
Yeah, Dave.
He's charged, right? Yes. Okay. And then Miller need to be charged too. Accessory to that crime. I hate to say it because we hate to see our young black men get in their whole careers. Now, Miller might be the only one that gets off Scott Free and get a chance to go into the NBA. All right? He might be.
Oh, he already gone.
All right? Mm-hmm. But we don't know, man. I'm serious.
But now,
let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Is the DA finished charging? We don't know that either, do we?
Where's the ongoing investigation? By the time they finish the investigation, this man might be finishing his rookie year.
Might be finished.
Might be, but we'll, it depends. But we never know.
Yep.
Because we don't know for
and
sure.
Also, a lot of times depends on the color of your skin, how expedient that trial is.
See, that's the reason why I said the DA told the athletic director that, yeah, we're not going to charge him with anything. That's why he went on ahead and played.
Now, are you speculating or you know that?
I speculate that.
Okay. And that's a possibility. That's a possibility. But then the athletic director got to have better common sense. Women, hold it. How, in public opinion, how are we going to fare in this? We're going to play a guy that's just been involved in a crime days ago?
Bingo.
Okay. Now, why don't we just hold him out at least for one game? All right? And if he's not charged... Yeah. Then we can play him.
Right. Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
Exactly.
That's the right thing to do.
That's right. The main thing I was trying to get at.
That's right. The right thing to do.
Uh-huh.
But come on.
Hey, Roe talk about, man, I just wanted my piece so I could feel comfortable. Man, you can miss me with that.
I got to agree with that one. I got to agree with that
with
one.
What?
Because these athletes, especially with this NIL deals, this NIL money that's going on. So... The average robber is just going to suspect that most all college athletes are getting NIL money.
No.
So.
For the orders, what is NIL money?
More than what they making. Dad, are you a thief?
It depends on what I'm stealing. If it's a woman, probably, yeah.
We're talking about criminal activity here. Okay. My point is these young college athletes are targets. So yeah, some of them might need a piece just to feel more comfortable. I can't speak for their way of thinking or where they came from or where.
If you go in places where you think you need a piece, then you need to keep your butt in the dorm or keep your butt at home. Why are you walking into a hornet's nest? Why are you gonna do that?
But not only that,
it's such
a bad example. Too,
some of them some of them was living in hornet's nest.
Keep your butt on campus. Yeah.
Drink some milk.
It just sets a bad example because when the next person does something stupid, and they're gonna go back to that same situation. What we're just talking about.
And again, these colleges and these people with authority, they have really failed our youth because they say, oh, because you have a certain status on campus, you are a privileged individual.
Okay, then all right. Well, then, yeah, you are because.
Why?
Look at Aaron Hernandez documentary. He got charged with a lot of things that he did on Florida campus, but guess what he did? He played every Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. And guess what? And then what happened when he got into the pros?
Oh,
he was still wild.
Okay, and where's he now?
He killed himself.
Guess what? He went to prison too, didn't he? Whole career destroyed over what?
But in Massachusetts, the day that he killed himself, he was actually a free man.
Well, guess what? So, But still, now, guess what? All of that is for what? You had all the fame, you have all the money in the world that you won, and then you end up in prison, you end up killing yourself. So,
talking about Massachusetts, whoop, man. Whoop.
You know what? That's a life that...
Like Virginia, Commonwealth State. They take crime and stuff like that differently than some other
states. I agree with you that happens. I agree with you that happens, but what I'm saying is, some of us are convicted on minor stuff. You got somebody in, is it Mississippi or Alabama, they've been in prison for 25 years for stealing a dog on a pair of hedge clippers. So what I'm saying is, you're right, in different places, in different districts, they treat crime differently. But I'm going to tell you, the worst crime in the world, other than molesting a child, is murder. It's murder. And the athletic department, think about this. It all boils down, I think you said it, Cam, it all comes down to this right here. If you think about it, it comes down here. Because I guarantee an ordinary student, all three of them would have went to jail. I will guarantee you.
Yes, yeah, so we all know. So we, oh, wow. 9:52. Hey, let's talk about some football. It's the Studio W Sports page brought to you by J&J.
Sad but good conversation. Sad but good.
WBNI right here. Robot Kevin.
It was much needed, actually.
I think so. Yes, it was. We're going to talk about some football. Hey, I want to kick this thing off with on this Lamar Jackson situation, right?
Yes, let's go.
Lamar Jackson, it's been reported. Now we know the number, the offer that Baltimore was offering him. Like $230 million, $118 million guaranteed, and every counter offer that Lamar Jackson wanted.
It's all guaranteed
money. He wants it all guaranteed money. And Baltimore is just refusing to do that. And right now, I just see as the situation is, I think it's time for them to just go ahead and mutually agree to part ways.
Yeah, but you know what they're going to do? They're going to franchise
them. But look, before I let you guys get the floor, because I know you guys are I know I got two Washington fans right here to the left and to the right. I just want to get this. Let me just say this, and I'm gonna let you guys have this one, because I'm going right down y'all alley. I'm gonna say how you fix this entire situation with Lamar Jackson. Okay, Baltimore, y'all screwed this up. It's time for y'all to own that. Don't stop trying to make this work. You ain't got to put the franchise tag on them. You know, you got plenty of talent. You have a market there. You have a good football team. You can go ahead and jump into this market with quarterbacks after you do this one move. You don't want them in your division? Fine. You don't want them in your conference? Fine. Lamar Jackson ain't got to go too far. Now, Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders at this current moment in time, Dan Snyder, nobody likes you. And the only reason why you're still the owner of the Washington Commanders is because the rest of the owners do not have the stones to vote you out. They're going to be finding enough loopholes that they're going to force you to sell this team anyway. You're going to make, about $5-6 billion off of this.
No.
At the end of the day, you're still going to be the big winner. And you know, you want to find a way to stick it to the rest of these owners right now. So this is what you do. Now, I'm not saying this as a friend, because we're not friends. I don't like you either. I don't like Washington. But I'm a little bit of an a-hole, and this is the ultimate a-hole move. You go ahead and make this trade for Lamar Jackson right now. Make this trade, give them their draft, give whatever they need. Then go ahead and give Lamar Jackson his money. Sign him for $250 million guaranteed.
Not going to happen.
Hold on. Then you go ahead and sell this team to Jeff Bezos and Barack Obama. That way you get your money. Lamar Jackson gets his money. Baltimore gets some draft picks, and the owners get to deal with what you have done again for another 10 years, and they can't do nothing about it.
Well, sounds like a good fairy tale. It's not going to happen.
You sure about that?
Yeah. They ain't going to spend that money. They don't even want to give.
No, Dan Snyder can spend that money because he's going to make it back already.
But he ain't going to do it.
And he
don't even really make sense.
It makes perfect sense. It's the ultimate screw job for somebody who don't like you. You make the rest of the owners spend more money. You're forcing up the market value, and you're going.
Well, long as
You screwing everybody.
He's been doing that without having to get Lamar Jackson anyway.
So why not go ahead and just one lap go out with a bang?
Either way, Danny Snyder gonna go out with a bang either way, with or without doing something like that.
And just imagine Lamar Jackson with Washington. If anybody can make it work, it's Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, but it ain't.
It's a nice thought.
Scary Terry.
We ain't got enough of a selling point for him.
That re-option with Lamar Jackson and Robinson?
But still, we ain't got enough.
It's not enough.
But he is on agent, so, you know, I guess we don't.
Now, see, is this thing about
Lamar? I think if anything happened, he end up in Atlanta.
If you hire yourself as an agent, you got a fool for a client.
I mean, like I said, if you notice a lot of quarterbacks, they just wait it out until, you know, their price, what they want is right. Because now we're looking at something like what Deshaun Watson's getting. We need something like north of the guaranteed money. You know what I'm saying? He's out of what, 240, no, I'm sorry. How many was it, 231? Million?
Yeah, he wants more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson.
You see, Baltimore was hesitant on that because the last, three seasons, he's not finished, you know, games per se. So, yeah. You know.
And right now, if I'm Baltimore, I don't blame him. as dynamic as Lamar Jackson is.
Yes.
As great as he's been. If you can't finish the football season, why am I going to pay you all that money? And I'm still not going to get what I need at the end of the day. I'm still not going to get a championship because you're not going to be healthy enough. So why am I going to make that? That's the only time we make that kind of investment. You're not paying a quarterback $230 million just to not finish the season.
It's no argument. That's true. I agree with you on that one.
Well, let's see how smart.
It's almost like you're wasting money.
I hope. Let's see if Cleveland hasn't did what they usually do and just they wasted money. We gonna see if it's paying off for them with Deshaun Watson there.
Well, I mean, he just had five games. He just got his feet wet.
Yeah, but he still got that first year paycheck. There.
But it's just crazy how, you know, you got five games and you got $230 million guaranteed already right out the bat. So
they were desperate, and this was Cleveland Browns doing Cleveland Brown things.
Exactly.
That's all it is. The Browns were browning. That's
a good one.
That's what they do. And they got a whole bunch. They got that balloon payment coming in. So I don't know if they're going to restructure Deshaun Watson's contract already. Cause that balloon payment's coming in, you know, this year. So we already know Kareem Hunt's got to go. I don't have the rest of the roster with me, but a lot of teams, I'm looking at Kareem Hunt because Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh God, I mean, don't even get started with that.
Yeah, he was on. I think he was on the one. I mean,
was on the outs already. So
I don't know. He's gonna have to come down off his asking price. I need at least 10 plus sacks before I can get you top dollar. That's David. So he might be gone, but he might end up going back. We'll see about that. We're gonna get into each other's respective teams. How's Washington doing? How do y'all feel about the hire Eric Bieniemy?
I feel good about
it. It's a start, and you got to start somewhere.
I mean, you know, and then, you know, he's bringing some of the staff from KC over with him.
And I think he's going to actually start like holding people accountable and getting maximizing the use out of his players.
Yeah.
So I look at it, but then it's I'm glad you brought something up, Mel, because have you read the comments between Shady, your boy, Shady McCoy, and he has something to say about, you know, Eric Bieniemy, and not Jamal so good Charles. Way, and Jamal Charles. So those two had a little riff going on, talking about, you know, how his coaching style was and everything. Shea was talking about, you know, good luck, because I haven't seen anything, whatever. And Jamal was like, nah, I don't agree with you, you know. But apparently, if you look deeper into the box score, when Shady was in KC, he didn't really do much in his only season there. He actually fumbled the ball 3 times.
He got a ring over.
But now this is the point. Let me help you out here, Kevin. This is what happened. Now, number one, they call a man Shady for a reason. Let's read the tea leaves. Let's read what's on the surface. Shady.
Yes.
Shady. We know what Shady stands for, right? You know, yeah, this is Shady doing shady things. Now, let's turn it back the clock a little bit further. Mm-hmm. Let's go all the way back to that god awful Chip Kelly era. You know, when he doesn't get along with somebody, you know, the shade is going to come.
Didn't he go to Buffalo after that?
Yes,
he got traded to Buffalo for Kiko Alonso.
And stole money for Buffalo for a few years.
Did he have something to say when he left Buffalo?
He probably did. If he did, I don't remember.
He was probably too cold. But anyway, my point is. Shady was starting up when he got traded to Buffalo. He had something to say, and it sparked some controversy then, because he said he told Chip Kelly, you know, he getting rid of all the good players, you know, the good black players. Okay, I do not like Chip Kelly, and I'm gonna say this again. I've always defended this argument. I did not think Chip Kelly was racist, as some of those comments that Shady McCoy was implying. I believe that Chip Kelly was just a dumbass football coach. Was just not ready for the NFL. Cause he did not get rid of just the good black players. He got, and since you want to be racist, he got rid of some good white players that were actually better than Shady McCoy. But that's another topic for another day, because not only did he get rid of Deshaun Jackson, he got rid of and Shady, but he also got rid of our two interior guards, which when they were there, we had the second number two rush pass protecting and number one rush offensive lines in the league. He got rid of Evan Mathis, who had 1 year left. He had an offer on the table. Chip Kelly told him to go, you know, see if he could find a better offer. Evan Mathis came back. Chip Kelly, you know, ripped up the contract and cut him. And then he got rid of the other guard, Todd Hermans. Now, Evan Mathis went on to play with the Denver Broncos and got a ring with the Broncos the following season. Todd Hermans, I think, went to the Colts, but Todd Hermans, he also went to the playoffs. Todd Hermans, you know, he had a little injury bug. And so he got cut for that reason. So we went from having one of the best offensive lines in the league to one of the worst offensive lines in the league. Because of all your two interior guards, you ain't doing nothing. You're not running the football. You're not passing the football. You're not running whatever kind of hurry up offense you got going on. So I emphatically dispute that he got rid of just the good black players, just to say the least. But that's Shady for you. Now, he was a good dynamic running back. Mm-hmm. But then he got into it with Eric Bieniemy because of Shady's running style, which Romar alluded to. He played one season and just had a couple of fumbles. Mm-hmm. Because of the way Shady carries the football, which Eric Bieniemy kept telling him to change it up, tuck it in.
Won't that the same year that Kansas City beat San Fran for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and Shady did not play a snap in the playoffs.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, on the bench.
Yep. Just like
Ty Gurley. And didn't even play.
Yeah.
Ty Gurley did the same thing with Kansas City this year.
Yeah, we ain't talking about Ty Gurley. We talking about Shady. Ty Gurley ain't say nothing out of pocket lately.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You say all that.
Ty Gurley ain't say nothing out of pocket lately though.
You know, Shady McCoy say all that, but at the end of the day, it sounds stupid to me because You got a ring out of him.
Yes. That's why we call him Shady.
But, and I feel where Jamal Charles come from. He was one of the best running backs in the league under Eric Bieniemy.
Yep.
And it just wasn't Jamal Charles. You know, Tyreek Hill had something to say about it, too. Tyreek Hill also spoke up for Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't just a beef with him. No, it was just no Twitter beef between the two. No, there's a lot of players on the Kansas City Chiefs staff that will come to Eric Bieniemy's defense. You know, Eric, Shady's out on a limb by himself with this one.
Yeah.
Nobody's by even the, even the co-host when he said that was looking at him like, yo, bro, if you saw the whole thing, everybody was like, oh, he throwing shots.
That's what definitely would have looked like when I first read the article.
And it seemed to me for him to say that, you expected to think since you came from Buffalo,